Hey everyone, welcome to our first segment of our podcast. My name is Rhea and I'm the moderator of this debate. Our topic is whether online learning or in-person learning is better for students. Now, let's meet the actors of this debate.
Hi, my name is Celeste and I'm an advocate for the remote side.
Hi, my name is Sarita and I will also be supporting the remote side.
Hey, I'm Awad and I'll be defending the in-person side.
Hi, I'm Noah, and I'll be supporting the side of in-person learning.
Let's start with Sarita, who's going to tell us why she thinks remote learning is better.
Thank you, Rhea. I personally feel that remote learning is better because it helps prevent the spread of COVID-19. Kids are required to wear masks and social distance inside school, but doesn't always work. Masks are extremely uncomfortable, and I know from experience, so kids often pull them down, and half the time, it's not even covering their mouth. It's hanging on their chin. Kids are also very eager to meet their friends after the lockdown, and social distancing is broken within seconds.
Yes, I know students are eager to meet their friends, but they're still extremely social distanced and wear masks at all times. In addition, students get tested for COVID-19 in school. If a school finds just one case of COVID-19, they'll shut down for at least 2 weeks. That's why they're strict about this virus, and they're very serious about it.
Well, you can't guarantee that kids are social distance and wear masks. I also think that remote learning is better because kids and parents don't have to ride the bus every day and pay for the transportation. I understand bus drivers need to make money, but a lot of parents are unemployed also and can't afford to spend money on transportation from home to school. While in remote, you don't have to take a bus or any mode of transportation because you're doing it inside your home. Also, don't have to rush to wake up their kids every day so they can get in time for the bus.
You think in-person learning is expensive? Think about remote learning. Schools can't afford to get every child who is doing remote learning a computer, which means that they'll have to sacrifice their education, furthermore, if they're not in their regular environment.
You make some good points, but in-person learning also requires a lot of money. And in this pandemic, parents are unemployed and can't afford that. I also think that remote learning prepares kids for the real world and the obstacles that they might have to face, in this case, COVID-19. Hopefully, but there might be more than one pandemic that kids would have to face, and being able to know the experience of remote learning prepares them for whatever they have to face in life. Life might give them obstacles and they would know how to overcome it like they did with remote learning.
Adding on to what Sarita, remote learning has actually been proved to be better for kids than in person. This is because remote learning gives you the chance to learn in a way that suits you, which lets you decide how much time to spend on your work depending on when it's due. Plus, teachers are now giving more time to do work, so there isn't the stress of rushing to complete your assignments. I know that was something I and many of my classmates had to do in order to finish our projects. And not to mention, but having the freedom of choosing when to do your work also teaches kids time management, which is very important when you grow up and have a job and responsibilities. There you go, people listening to this. Remote learning helps you for the future.
Yeah, but don't you know how you can disconnect from a meeting with no problem? The students can also leave the meeting without the teachers doing anything about it. They don't have to get an education right now. Also, hackers can come into live online meetings without problems or protections and do bad things in the meeting. Also, electronics all day is bad for your brain and your eyes, which makes it hard to fall asleep. Parents would not allow their kids to be on electronics this much each day.
I completely disagree with you there a lot. When we are remote, we actually get more sleep because classes start later, which gives us about an extra hour of sleep. More sleep not only improves your mood and helps you focus in class, it is also good for your body and makes it more energized because it relaxes longer. But when you go in person, class starts early, which makes you have to get up even earlier. And getting less sleep makes you tired, grumpy, and have less focus in school. Plus, when you go in person, you have to make sure you get all ready and dressed. But in remote learning, you can just roll out of bed in your PJs and turn on Zoom. How great is that? And also, going back to what you said about electronics, I know that when we were all normal and people were going in person, kids will still be on their electronics all day at home. So there isn't that much difference there.
I see what Celeste is trying to say, but I do disagree. Because as Elad said, you're staring at screens for the entire school hours and your eyes can get tired, damaged, red, as well as you can get distracted more easily when you're at home because your parents, your siblings, your friends could call you while you're in a Zoom meeting. As well as you could have internet issues when you're doing online school, which makes you less motivated to just click off and go to bed. But you did mention something about sleep, and I would like to disagree because students stress over assignments and can stay up late. We have many more assignments now in remote learning than they used to when they were in person. That could lead to actually less stress. And I can tell you that from experience, such as my friends, who lately do stress over assignments a lot more. That affects your mood. When you're actually in school and in that environment, our mood gets so much better. Because even though we get up early, we see our friends outside. We get to interact in activities in school. But you guys did mention COVID-19, and I would like to agree that it is a dangerous time. But that's not the only thing affecting us, because we're going to have to be more disciplined and self-motivated to stay on task. And it's harder for us to learn since we're not in our traditional educational environment, and it's pretty much gone now. The workload, as I said, is completely up to us to complete. But face-to-face learning also leads to so much more organization and better studying for students. We have so many more opportunities and projects that we get to complete, more networking opportunities, and it's so much more easier to engage someone when you're directly talking to them, where you can see them instead of staring at a computer and then having just the need to log off, go do something else with your life, and just go to bed because that's the time that we're facing right now. There's fewer distractions.
Speaking of the workload, actually in remote learning and in person, the difference of the workload isn't that much. Their teachers don't put more work on us in remote because they know that remote learning is different than in person and that there is no reason to pressure us for more work than they would in person. So that doesn't cause more stress for me when you go to sleep, because students would be stressed about the same on the work in person and in remote.
I totally disagree with you, Celeste. Assignments are so much harder when you're not in person. In school, teachers can explain you the lesson very well. While on remote learning, it'll be harder to ask questions, and sometimes teachers can even not host a meeting because they are, quote unquote, busy. So this is why I think in-person learning is better.
Yes, just what Elad said. But from experience, right now in Zoom meetings, your teachers could give you classwork, homework, exit tickets, and so much more, leading you to actually more stress and more assignments than what you actually have in a normal educational environment, because you would finish all your classwork in school and then actually have your homework, which is a lot more better because you have more spare time, maybe hang out with your friends and do so much more. That's why I would just like to disagree with what Celeste and Sarita said.
Any last words?
Yeah, I have something to say. Going back to also what Doa said about networking options, and when you're remote, you have your computer, so teachers can access many different websites, so much information and different games that it can be really useful for students to use as practice or even as classwork. There can even be flashcards that can help students study for tests, which is really helpful.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Well, that's it for our segment. After listening to our podcast, what do you think is better, in-person learning or remote learning? Before we go, I would like to give credit to our editors and writers.
I'm Nita, and I'm an editor for this segment.
Hey, I'm Rishabh, and I also edited the segment.
Hey, I'm Ryan, and I was another editor in this segment.
What's up? I am Brenty, and I am a writer in this segment.
Hi, I'm Caroline, and I am a writer in this segment.
Hope you enjoyed our segment, and have a great rest of your day.
Remember to wear your mask, stay socially distanced, and stay safe.
Hello, and welcome to Halsey Podcast. I'm Avish, and I'm an interviewer.
I'm Anna, and I'm also an interviewer.
I am Pemberley, and I'm an interviewee.
I am Nolfer, the other interviewee.
We will be interviewing each other about our school experience.
The first one is going to be Avish interviewing Nolfer.
And the second one is going to be Anna interviewing Pemberley.
After that, we are going to do a surprise.
We'll start the show.
So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am Nolfer, and I'm 11 years old, and I am in the 6th grade, and I go to Halsey.
Oh, cool. Now, let's move on to the questions. Question 1, how is school going for you?
School is going all right so far, but it's a bit overwhelming.
Okay, that's really interesting. Do you think your teachers are helping you as much as last year?
I'm not really able to access teachers' help compared to last year, for sure, but it's not a big problem for me since I understand the assignments.
Okay, cool. Are you overwhelmed with the assignments?
My teachers give lots of assignments. It causes me to be overwhelmed because I don't always have free time in my day. And the fact that it's due a specific time is really stressing me out.
Okay, that's a little sad. What do you like about remote learning and what do you dislike about it?
One thing I dislike about remote learning is it gets lonely. One thing I like is that I don't have to worry about getting ready in the morning and waking up 2 hours extra.
Okay, that's very interesting. Which one do you prefer, going in school person or attending online, and why?
I'd prefer in-person learning rather than online, since I'd say it's better for our mental health because we get to communicate with each other.
Interesting. If you could change one thing about remote learning, what would you change?
Less homework and assignments.
Okay, good for you. Have you been able to adjust remote learning?
I got used to it with homeworks and stuff, but it's been difficult.
That is good. Do you have any examples of a struggle that you faced in online class?
Yeah, it's the lack of motivation in school and people not really being able to understand the difficulties of online learning and them not understanding why my grades are low.
Okay, pretty cool. Now that remote learning has given you a bit more free time, what do you do outside to keep you from getting bored at home?
I play tennis to make me more active and feel productive.
Okay, that is good that you do things. Do you miss any activities that you used to do before the pandemic?
Yes, I miss a lot of activities like going outside to the park and hanging out with friends and going to stores.
Now it's time for Anna interviewing Pemberley, so let's have fun.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Pemberley and I'm 11 years old. I'm also in 6th grade.
Oh, cool. Let's move on to the questions. So how's school been going for you?
It is hard being remote sometimes.
Do you feel like your teachers are trying to help you as much as they were last year?
Yes, but it's harder for them to understand my questions on Zoom.
Oh, really interesting. Do you feel like you're overrun by assignments?
No, it's actually less longer assignments than last year.
That's really surprising. What do you like and dislike about remote learning?
I like how we do not have to walk around a lot. I just like how hard it is to be online and focus.
Oh, that's understandable. Do you prefer in-person learning or remote learning and why?
In-person, because it is good to go outside and walk to school.
If you could change one thing about remote learning, what would you change?
If I could change one thing, the internet being less glitchy, because sometimes I can't hear my teacher.
How have you been able to adjust to remote learning?
I have adjusted by doing my work and trying to focus.
Do you have any examples of a struggle that you faced during an online class?
Yes, my computer would not let me join, so I had to use my phone.
That must have been hard. Now that online learning has given you a little bit more free time, what do you do outside of school to keep you from getting bored at home?
I play games with my family and go outside.
Do you miss any activities that you used to do before the pandemic?
Yes, I miss. I cannot go to some places and do activities.
That's our show.
Wait, me and Avish have a surprise for you guys.
Yes, we do. We will be asking you two some questions, and you will answer them as they are asked together.
Cool.
All right.
What is your favorite subject and why?
My favorite subject is PE because I like to do sports and it's fun to talk with my
friends. And because since we're in quarantine, we haven't been able to exercise as much and haven't been really productive.
That's cool. If you could change one thing about a subject, what would you change or add?
I would add that they give us more time to finish a test.
I would change the amount of homework we get.
That would make a class far more fun. Do you think your classes are harder than last year?
No, they are easier.
Yeah, so much harder.
Cool. How are you staying motivated on remote learning?
Having contact with my friends.
I finish my homework first to do whatever I want.
Now are we done?
Yes, Nilfar, we are done.
Goodbye.
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 Is this mic on? Okay, let's. Hey, wake up. We're doing a podcast.
Oh my gosh, I didn't prepare. Where's my script?
Okay, ready?
Ready as a lover bee. In this segment, we're going to have a conversation with some kids from Halsey and interview them about their point of view of quarantine and COVID-19. Times have been rough these days.
Yeah, especially school. With everything that has happened in the past 8 months, such as quarantine and remote learning, it has all been tough to adapt to. It's been hard for many people because there's a whole new door open for them. But we have all to adapt to the situation.
Even though there are a lot of negatives to this pandemic, I think that quarantine teaches us about new experiences.
There have been a few positives during quarantine, like spending time with family, learning to cook, and just bonding.
Put a mask on. So remember to mask up.
Masks are helpful for introverts and people with bad breath.
That's rude.
Excuse our parents to open back up.
Yeah, just take it one step at a time.
Let's talk to Isaac about this pandemic.
Thanks, guys, for that. And in my point of view, I feel that the pandemic is very hectic and tough on all of us. But the only way to fight this is to follow the rules and have fun doing it. We have to work together, not alone.
I agree. What about you? I'm here.
I agree. I also want to ask Lucas about the current school system due to this pandemic.
The current school system is very crazy right now and very different. The whole nation, really. We have adapted to remote learning and feel very mixed about this new transition of learning. However, in 30 years, we will be looking back on these times laughing about all that has happened.
We would also like to thank essential workers. If it weren't for them, we would be in a much worse place right now.
They have been doing a lot of things to help reshape our city and maybe even the whole country.
A little birdie told me that they're also giving out the vaccine. So without any further ado,
let's interview some students from Halsey.
Our first person that we're going to interview is Ananya.
Hi, I'm Ananya Katari, and I'm currently in sixth grade at Junior High School 157 Halsey.
How have you been dealing with this pandemic?
There are many ways I've been dealing with the pandemic. Because I'm always stuck at home, I like to do activities in my spare time or get my homework done. Something that I'm very happy the pandemic has shown me is that I have an inclination towards art and drawing, and I think that every student who's stuck at home like me should use these times as a way to explore new interests.
Very true. How do you view the problems of COVID-19, and what do you think we could do to solve this?
There are many ways we can prevent COVID-19, and it's all really up to us. By wearing a mask, social distancing, washing hands, and minimizing contact with others, I think that as students, even we can make a difference with simple acts like this.
Very inspiring. What do you think of the school system these days?
I first heard that my school would shut down in March, which made me question what would happen next. It was then when I went into remote learning, which was a new method of learning that I never tried before. I think there are so many benefits to remote learning, and it's a chance for us to experience something new because we can never get this opportunity to learn from our homes ever again.
Also, this is a very important question, and answer wisely. Which food do you prefer the most?
I think I would say cherries. There's just something about them that's really appealing to me.
Yeah. What do you favor, remote or in-person?
I think that there are pros and cons to both, but if I had to pick, it would be remote, because with remote, I can choose my learning environment, earn free break periods, and spend more time with my family, which are all advantages that I wouldn't get with in person.
Yeah, I agree. Also,
What's your favorite pastime?
I like watching movies a lot. Sometimes I'll get a blanket and curl up with my sister and cats on the sofa, and I'll put on a movie with her, and it's really so fun finding a movie, especially with all the great choices these days.
Yeah, there's just so many movies out there. Well, thank you for coming.
Now I'd like to interview Valerie.
Hi, I'm Valerie Rodriguez. I'm in eighth grade in Halsey.
I'd like to ask you a few questions. First, I would like to ask you, how have you been dealing with this pandemic?
How I've been dealing with the pandemic is there's some bad days, a few days, and then there's some bright days. It matters what I'm feeling at the moment.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just got to take it one step at a time. How do you view the problems of COVID-19? What do you think we can do to solve this?
I believe what I know with all the research I've done and watching the news with my own parents is keeping a self-distance. If you need to be outside, of course, wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. And just being safe in general, trying to keep your distance away from everyone, not touching as much things as usual anymore.
That seems like a well-decent planned-out plan. What do you think about the school system these days?
It was hard at first because switching to fully remote, because I have a younger brother and he's dealing with so much problems already. So I can feel his pressure and all of that.
I understand where you're coming from. And this is a really important question to ask you. What food do you prefer the most?
Probably spaghetti, because that's the most easiest and simplest thing I know how to make.
That's my brother's favorite food. What do you favor, remote or in person?
I definitely miss going in person, but to me, I feel I'm doing way more better fully remote. I'm doing way more better in grades that I would normally do in person.
You and me both. All right, this is going to be our last question. What is your favorite thing to do?
I usually, not to be weird or funny, but I always love to play Minecraft with my brother when he forces me to. It's always the sweetest things when he comes to me in general to just talk to me. I always find it the most cutest thing ever.
That sounds great. Thank you for letting me interview you.
No problem.
That's all for this. Mark, take it away.
If we mask up and wash our hands often, 2021 will be the best year yet.
We would like to also thank the Century Workers for what they are doing around the world.
Special thanks to our guests for being part of this wonderful segment. That's it for now.
Thanks for watching.
Tune in for more next time.
Yasmina, hurry up. We've got a podcast to record.
Coming.
Do you all have your scripts ready?
All good.
Great. Where's your director?
Right here.
Writers?
Here.
Right here.
Are the editors ready?
Ready.
All good.
Great. Let's go nail this podcast.
Places, everyone.
Welcome to the Halsey Podcast Club, featuring the topic of how we're dealing with COVID-19. Today, we have our three actors.
Jasmina.
Anya.
And Adriana. Let's get started.
Hi, everyone. As we all know, 2020 has not been the best year. We have faced a tremendous amount of stress, and today we are here to talk with some people who dealt with the stress. We are interviewing Ms. Kaimova, who is a nurse at Stephen A. Halsey. As we know, nurses are facing tremendous amount of pressure during times like this. Now, Ms. Kaimova did not wish to be recorded, so one of our writers, Cruz, will share her responses. I'm Anya, here with actors Jasmina and Adriana from Stephen A. Halsey 157. Would you like to give us a little more information about yourself?
Hi, Anya. The nurse replied, my name is Ella Kaimova. I went to Adelphi College. I got my bachelor's in nursing. I am married and I have 4 children.
Interesting answer. I'm Jasmina. Today we are here to ask you some questions. How long have you been a nurse?
The nurse said, I graduated in 2007, I got my license in January 2008, and I have been a nurse for 12 years. I worked in the hospital, then I transferred to DOE in 2011. Since then, I have been working in Halsey as a nurse.
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm going to pass the next question on to Anya.
Thanks, Jasmina. Has someone ever become worried and confronted you thinking they have COVID?
The nurse replied, yes, my father was sick with COVID in April when we had a shutdown in March 2020.
Yes, quarantine has affected us all, but I was wondering, what do people do about it? How are they acting around you? Are they consistent with wearing masks?
To which the nurse replied, yes, people around me are all wearing masks. Keeping 6 feet apart is very hard sometimes. You have to remind your loved ones to wear masks.
I agree. It is important that everyone wears masks during times like this, and it is relieving to hear that people are being consistent. And yes, it is always hard to tell your loved ones to stay 6 feet.
How do you feel with the shutting down of facilities? Has it made you upset? Do you prefer working from home? What are your opinions?
The nurse said, I feel very sad that some schools are still closed. We still have to show up to work even though our school is closed. Hopefully we will open in January.
Who do you think is most affected by this? Students, nurses, or anyone else?
The nurse said everyone is affected by this. Family members, students, nurses, and all frontline workers.
How do you feel with the limitations of not being able to see your family?
The nurse said, very sad. You can't give hugs without keeping distance. Life isn't the same anymore.
Relating to Jasmina, are you still able to communicate with them and keep in touch with them?
The nurse said, yes, we still communicate through FaceTime. Thank God for that. Since my parents are older, we try to limit visiting them. We want them to be safe.
Yes, thank God. Anyway, as we know, aid workers are facing many challenges during times like this. What inspires you to keep helping others, even with all the difficulties you approach?
The nurse replied, we are all facing challenges during this time. It is very important to keep ourselves and others around us safe. Hand hygiene, wearing a mask, and social distancing as much as you can.
Thank you to Mrs. Kahimu for responding to our question. Our schedule to answer. Next up, we have an interview with clinical psychologist Dr. Anita Iyer from Mount Sinai Hospital is joining us. Hi, Dr. Iyer. I'm Jasmina. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Can you explain how exactly being a clinical psychologist is and how you got to be a clinical psychologist?
Thank you. A clinical psychologist is someone who provides treatment, evaluation and treatment for folks who have behavioral health disorders. So things like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress, things like that, which are basically emotional conditions where you don't really feel 100%. You don't feel motivated to do your work. You don't feel ready to get up out of bed and go to work or school or take care of yourself. Stuff like that, which can also then impact your overall health, right? Because you may not be up to getting to your doctor's appointments for medical visits and such. To be a clinical psychologist, it's a pretty long road. You have to spend about 5 years after college getting a PhD. And then after that, you kind of have to jump through some hoops like internships and fellowships and things like that. So that's how I got to be a clinical psychologist, and that's what I do for a living.
All right, that's really cool. Our first question is, how do you think that quarantine has had any psychological impact on people? If so, how?
That's really an excellent question. Quarantine is obviously something that was important and necessary to prevent the virus from spreading. So we all had to do our part and take care of our neighbors and friends and loved ones by maintaining social distance. But it comes with some side effects, right? It's isolating. It's really difficult for human beings to not have the connections that we've come to rely upon. It can really disrupt sense of connection for folks who are sort of used to it and need it on a regular basis. For example, students, right? All of you have had to really adjust the way you interact with your friends and have missed all kinds of things like recess and playing in the playground and seeing people around you at school. You probably aren't going on as many play dates as you've been used to. You know, when you think about disrupted social connections for older people, so older adults, maybe your grandparents' age folks who aren't able to interact with their friends, maybe aren't able to go to church or to, you know, places of worship in the ways that they used to. Maybe they can't go to the library as much. Things that they have come to rely upon that help them feel connected, help them feel engaged in their life, help them feel like they're in touch with their friends, have positive conversations. All of that gets disrupted when you talk about a quarantine. It becomes particularly problematic for people who live in environments where they experience adversity. So if there are kids that are being abused at home, or older adults that are being abused at home, or adults that are living in violent homes or violent neighborhoods, you know, they're now kind of stuck in that situation and unable to get out. All of this impacts, sort of stems from quarantine. Earlier on in the pandemic, though it's gotten better now, we saw a lot of disruption in healthcare. So folks who weren't able to go to visit their doctor for their primary care visits, or, you know, emergency medical visits and things like that. Now we've solved for a lot of that by having telehealth more regularly available. But that's some of the effects of quarantine that can have a psychological impact.
Wow, that's really interesting. I would have never thought about that. Now, has COVID ever impacted your work? And what we mean is, have you noticed anything different about your patients after COVID? Like, are they more stressed or are they more relaxed? How have they changed?
You know, that's another excellent question. You know, COVID definitely has psychological impacts, and it has been. There are various studies that have been done already across the nation. Some really notable ones are by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. They do an annual survey, household pulse survey they call, where they call up homes around the country and ask how folks are doing on a variety of measures, including emotional health. And they found a threefold increase nationally in levels of depression and anxiety. And that's really striking, right? Three times the number of people in our country are experiencing significant levels of stress. They've also, the American Psychological Association has done stress studies like this and, since April, and they have found that parents are particularly experiencing high levels of stress. And you probably see that, like, among your own parents, right? That you parents have to manage work while managing you with remote learning and so on and so forth. And that can be very stressful, and it shows in our country among parents. And we're also seeing people experiencing really high levels of stress due to financial distress. You know, as you're aware, lots of people have experienced a lot of financial hardship as a result of this pandemic, with jobs closing or folks losing their jobs and things like that. So, you know, all of that we see in the patient population. We have seen a real uptick in the demand for services, for psychiatric services, a lot more people reaching out and asking for psychiatric services. At Mount Sinai, we've scaled up our telehealth ability very quickly. Telehealth is widely available, which makes it a little bit more easy for folks to access care, because in a quarantine, they can get mental health care from their own home. We've also seen a lot of people experiencing workplace stress. So I, just among my patients, have a lot more people reporting workplace stress related to remote work and things like that, but also a lot of people in healthcare that are reporting significant stress because, you know, they're worried about going back into the hospital and providing services and putting themselves in danger.
As a healthcare worker, you have had a lot of responsibility with COVID-19 and dealing in the front line of it. How has it impacted you?
You know, this is a really good question as well. I mean, I am not a frontline worker in the sense that I don't work in the emergency rooms. I'm not a first responder, so I'm not, you know, along with ambulances responding to people's homes. I think folks that work in those settings have tremendous stress, and significantly more than anyone else, because it can be a bit like working in the trenches, you know, because you're going out there day after day into the emergency room, not knowing if you'll pick up COVID and bring it back to your family, right? So that's a significant level of stress. I think for someone like me, who is a bit more removed from the emergency side, it's more sort of, you know, what I hear from my patients and how distressing it is to them. And sometimes as a psychologist, you absorb some of your patient's stresses, right? You feel so emotionally engaged that you can feel like you bring that back home with you. And, you know, that certainly impacts, all of us are human, right? And so we all are impacted by these sorts of occurrences around us. And it's really important, particularly for folks in healthcare, but really everyone, to take care of yourself, listen to how your body is doing, pay attention to your emotions. And if you're not doing as well as you think you should be, reach out for help.
Interesting. Well, since we're almost out of time, are there any other things you would like to say? Maybe a little messages to the listeners?
Yeah, remember that mental health is extremely key to overall good health. If you are not feeling 100% like yourself, if you feel, like I said, that you just aren't able to motivate yourself, you're not able to concentrate, you're not sleeping well, you're not eating well, unable to take care of yourself, if you feel like these sorts of basic things are being disrupted, know that you're not alone. Know that there's nothing that you have to sort of be mad at yourself for, and help is out there. So if you're a kid listening and you're feeling like, you're angrier or more upset and more irritable than you've historically been, talk to your parents, talk to the adults in your life, ask for help. It's totally human to experience adverse reactions to a once in a lifetime kind of situation like this pandemic is, and no one has to go through it alone.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Lyer. Special thanks to Mr. Lober for organizing this interview for us.
Stay safe and make sure to stay tuned with the Halsey Podcast Club.
Welcome to our podcast. And today, we will discuss COVID-19 and the effect it had on students.
Student.
Hello, my name is Vivian, and I will be interviewing my sister who is in 9th grade. Did COVID-19 change your life? If so, in what ways?
COVID-19 has had a major impact on everyone's life, and in this past year, I haven't been able to see my friends as often or really get to know any of my new classmates at all. I recently started in a new high school, and it's been very difficult for me to make friends because of online learning and not being able to interact with my friends in person.
Are you hybrid or remote learning? Do you think it's harder or easier online?
I'm in remote learning, and I think it's easier for me to learn online because I get to manage my own schedule more and have more time to do my homework. But at the same time, it's also harder for me to make friends and talk to people.
What are you doing to stay in touch with your friends?
On the weekends, I like to play games with my friends. And that helps us keep in touch, especially friends that don't live close to me anyways.
How do you spend your free time? Do you enjoy being active outside?
I usually spend my free time reading or watching Netflix shows. I enjoy being active outside as long as it's not all the time. Like, I like going to parks and playing on the equipment.
How did COVID-19 change your life?
COVID-19 has changed my life as my relationships with friends have changed, and how we all conduct ourselves has also changed with social distancing and quarantine. It's been a crazy year, and we've all changed our attitudes and our mindsets over and over again throughout this year.
How did COVID affect the way of you applying to high schools?
COVID-19 has completely changed the application process. Things have been delayed, like the SHSATs, and the process of applying itself has also been delayed. In fact, some of the schools I want to apply to, I haven't even seen yet.
What are some things you're doing to stay in touch with your friends?
I'm not great at maintaining contact with others, so my main ways to interact have been my friends from the Bay, the people in my fantasy football league, and the people I play PlayStation with. So there has definitely been people that I haven't talked to in months.
Why has this situation changed your after-school activities such as debate?
Yeah, so COVID has changed everything. I was planning to do soccer and basketball, but they were both canceled. And debate, all the meetings have become on Zoom.
Hi, my name is Dylan, and I'd like to share today some of my thoughts on the impact of COVID-19 from a student's perspective. Our education system has certainly been uprooted as a result of this global health crisis. In an effort to keep children and families safe, many schools in the U.S. have moved to hybrid and/or entirely remote distance learning models.
While I appreciate being able to learn through dedicated teachers who commit to teaching synchronously every day, I also miss being in the classroom the way we did before this terrible pandemic changed our world so dramatically. That being said, I also realize that I am extremely privileged to have access to quality education during this time frame, as I know there are many barriers for others to be able to learn during these unprecedented circumstances. What I hope for coming out of the pandemic is taking lessons learned from the things that worked out and the things that didn't. For instance, during this pandemic, many extracurricular activities have been reinvented to take place online. I think in-person clubs are great, but when we all go back to full-time in-person school, I think there can be a place for some clubs to continue online for kids that can't stay after school, such as a book club.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I find the uncertainty around the high school admissions process this year to be rather stressful. I worked really hard throughout 7th grade to get high grades and perfect attendance, but with the policy changes from the DOE, neither of these achievements will hold the same weight and value for high school admissions. I also miss the recreational sports-related things I used to do, from handball, basketball, to swimming. But on the bright side, I did get to appreciate some things I took for granted before. For example, as a family, I went on a lot of nature walks in the park this year to get exercise in a safe, socially distanced way. We did nature scavenger hunts and took a lot of nature pictures.
Hey, I'm Liat, the director of the segment. COVID affected me because I can't see most of my friends, even though some live nearby. I'm in 6th grade and entering new school this year. I really like Halsey, but it's super strange walking into a new school. COVID, it ruined everything I had to look forward to in middle school. It was difficult to get used to because last year I knew most of the teachers and most of the students, but this year I don't know anyone. This year I wanted to make new friends, but you can't because you're looking at a screen with an image of them. I can feel this year also made me stronger in a way. It taught me to look on the bright side.
Hello, my name is Sabrina. COVID-19 is still an issue worldwide that has affected millions of lives. It has affected me by not being able to see my friends and close relatives, and schools are closed due to COVID-19, but it also has a positive side. I am able to spend more time with my family, and throughout the world there has been less crimes and car accidents. I can communicate with my friends and close relatives by calling them or texting them.
Hello, I'm Jackson, and I'm one of the actors of the segment. Overall, I've not really been affected by COVID. I did miss seeing my friends and going outside, but on the bright side, I pursued new interests such as learning to play the guitar and going on walks frequently. However, high school admissions process has been very difficult to cope with. Although my desire is to get into a Catholic school, preferably St. John's Prep, I still would like to focus on applying to a public school. I'm sure every other senior feels this way and will have a hard time adjusting to this alteration.
Hello, my name is Zach, and I'm one of the editors of this segment. COVID has affected me, but only for school purposes. I miss hanging out with my friends, but I was a little introverted before anyway, and I still hang out with my friends on Discord. The only really hard part of COVID is the high school admissions process. I'm an 8th grader, and I was going to take the SHSAT and an audition for Frank Sinatra. However, the differences and these audition processes and tests really screws up my chances. I hope I get into the schools I want to, but I have no safe chance.
Hey, my name is Vivian and I'm the editor of our podcast. COVID-19 has been a bit hard, but my family and friends are safe, so it comforts me a little bit. Sometimes I enjoy being at home because I get to stay with my parents and sister. I like to be around other people, mostly my close friends. Most of my activities outside school are online, but I like to be in person for my activities. When I'm in school, I focus and participate more, but being online can make it kind of hard. I can easily get distracted. COVID-19 has hit me from time to time, but this challenging time has taught me to be more independent and responsible for what I do.
And that is the end of our podcast segment. We hope that whoever you are, whether teacher, administrator, or student, that you learn from us and try to bring change in the world to help students everywhere. You can and should try to bring a change to the world. Always.
That's it.